This evening I would like to go through some of the halachas and the sources for practice that we're all familiar with, which turns out, at least according to some, has its roots a little bit in the parsha we're reading this morning, Parshas Vayigash, the opening pasuk of the parsha, source number one, Bereishis Parak Mem Daled Pasuk Yuches, Vayigash of Yehuda. Yehuda strode forward, he approached Yosef, not knowing yet that it was Yosef. And he please speak to you as you are like Pharaoh, and I want you to hear what I'm saying. He makes his whole presentation about releasing Binyamin. This word Vayigash, in the context of somebody approaching someone to petition something, appears elsewhere in the Torah and elsewhere in the Tanakh as well. The second source is a pasuk in earlier in Bereishis, Parshas Vayera, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayigash Avram Vayomar Ha'af Tispet Tzadik in Russia. This is when Avram was petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu to spare the cities of Sodom and Amorah. Maybe there'll be 50 Tzadikim, 45 Tzadikim, 40 Tzadikim, etc., etc. Again, it opens with Vayigash. And the third place is in Tanakh, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed Vav. This is when Eliyahu HaNavi challenged the false prophets in the Nevi'ah HaBaal. It's Haftar of Parshas Kisisa, when Kisisa is not one of the special four Parshas in advance of Pesach, which it often is, and certainly in a non-Jewish year, but when it's not, we have the Parshas Kisisa's Haftar. So this is the Haftar where Eliyahu HaNavi basically says to Nevi'ah HaBaal, we'll each direct altars and mizbechos, and we won't kindle any fire, and we'll each pray to our respective gods. And you know, the one that answers, that's the real God. So we all know the story. And after the Nevi'ah HaBaal built their altars and tried and jumped around and danced and did whatever they did to petition the Baal to answer, of course nothing happened. So then Eliyahu HaNavi, the pasuk says in source 3, Vayi Balos HaMincha, in the afternoon, Mincha time, Vayigash, again the word Eliyahu HaNavi, Vayomar Hashem Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yisrael, Hayom Yivoda Ke'ato Elokim Yisrael V'ani Avdecha Uvidvorecha Osisir Kol HaDvarim Ha'ila. Right, you should reveal yourself today. Everyone should know that you're the God and everything I've done is in your name. So this is the three times that we have the word Vayigash in the context of somebody approaching for tefillah. Two out of the three, it's approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one from this morning's laning, Yehuda was not approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was approaching Yosef, but again it was for the sake of petition. So it's very interesting, the Sefer Rokeach, it's source number four, the Rokeach is on the Rishonim, Belezer Rokeach, in the time of the Bali Atosus, he writes in Simen Shin Chof Beis of his tefillah, source number four, Uchshiyachbo to his spalel, when a person wants, he's ready to daven, to refer to the Shemon Esrei, Yelech Lefonav Gimel Psios. He should take three steps forward before beginning the Shemon Esrei. Why? Shekosu Gimel Hagoshos L'tefillah, because we have three times in Tanakh the word Vayigash approaching for tefillah, Vayigash Avram, Vayigash Yehuda, and Vayigash Eliyahu. So lo and behold, the practice that we have of taking three steps before the Shemona Esrei says the Rokeach, and as far as I know, that's the earliest source. It's not a Gemara, it's not a Mishnah, Tosefta, okay, just to Rokeach, again, I've already shown him, but that obviously the practice already existed in his time. He's not introducing the practice, but he says that there's some kind of connection, some remez, that because the word Vayigash appears in the context of a prayer three different times, so he takes three steps forward before beginning the Shemona Esrei, which is of course the main body of our tefillah. This practice from the Rokeach is quoted in the Ramah, I didn't put it on the page, with Darkei Moshe, commenting on the Torah, Or Chaim Sin and Sadi Hey O Salaf brings this, and as I did quote over here, we find this in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in source 5, Hilchas Tefillah Sin and Sadi Hey Or Chaim Sif Aleph, when a person is ready to daven, Yechavein Raglav Zeh El Zeh Bechivon, you should put your feet together, one next to each other, Ki'ilu Einam Ela Echad, as if you only have one foot. The two feet should be together, as if you only have one foot. Lidamos LaMalachim, that's in order to compare yourself to Malachim. Tefsibahem, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of Yechezkel, V'Raglehem Regel Yeshara, the ministering angels, when they stood, the Raglehem, their legs, it's not so we have to understand what a Malach looks like, but their legs will look like one leg. Okay, Klomar, Raglehem, Nirin, Kiregel Echad, their two legs look like one leg. And then the Ramo adds, and this is what's relevant to us, Yesh Omrim, Kesha Omeid, Lispalo, Yelech, Lefonav, Gimel, Psios, you should take 3 paces forward before starting the Shemona Esrei. Derech kiruv v'hagasha l'davar shetzarech la'asos, in a matter of approaching or coming forward to do something you have to do, and sources are okay. So again, the Ramah brings it as a Yesh Omrim, which I don't know if that means it's a machlokas about it, but it's just interesting. It's not in the Gemara, it's not an early source. The Rokeach says, and it's based on these 3 times Vayigash, the word Vayigash 3 times in Tanakh, as we said. Now, the Prima God has an interesting comment here, and that's in the Shohar Tzarihei, in the Eishal Avram, in Sikot and Aleph. He mentions first something of the Magar Avram, and discusses, Ayim Magar Avram, She'ein Lasos Tenua Meshunah, should not make all kinds of wild gyrations. Sometimes you see people davening, they're twisting and turning in every which direction. So there's an Indian about chuckling, where I think we spoke about that once many years ago, maybe we'll do that again once, but he's saying tenua mishuna, these weird gyrations, you know, motions with the body when you're davening. Then he mentions the Gimel Psias Kodah Matzud. He notes that the Levush leaves that out. The Levush never, Levush Sifalaf Ishmir Hagos Rabba the Gimel Psias Kodah Matzud, Ayin Al Rabba. He notices that the Levush never brings that din down. Ramal, he brings it as a Yesh Omrim. The Levush doesn't bring it at all about taking 3 paces forward. So he suggests that maybe the reason is the Holech Lebeis Hakneses Osa Kama Hagashos, because you took many steps coming into the shul. No, you did your approach, your active approach on the way to shul. You mean you drive to shul, you walk up the steps, you walk into the building, you walk to your seat. You're doing numerous steps. Okay? However, at the end he says, but nonetheless, it's not a big deal to take another 3 steps forward right before starting the Shemoneh Esrei. So even though technically you've sort of fulfilled the notion of demonstrating your idea of approach HaKadosh Baruch when you walk to shul, okay, when you come from home to shul, you take many more than 3 steps, so, and that should be your approach to Hashem for tefillah, but since it doesn't require too much tircha, too much of an effort, take 3 additional steps forward, that's what you do. Now, notice that all of these sources spoke about taking 3 steps forward before starting the Shemoneh Esrei. As you all know, we do not do that exactly. We first take 3 steps backwards, and then we take 3 steps forward. That the Rokeach didn't say. And the Ramah didn't say in the Darkei Moshe or in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Megillah, nobody says about taking 3 steps backwards first. The Mishnah Berurah, in that same sort of course, Sadi Hesiv Kotten Gimel in source number 7, says, Yelech Lefanov, the Ein Tzarech Lachzor La'achorov Kidei Leof Lefanov. And it's not really necessary to take first some steps back in order to then proceed forward. It's not really necessary. Aval, he says, Minag Ha'olam, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Minag in the world, is that's what we do, and that is what we do, I think, and most people see that. The Minag Ha'olam is Leilech Lachorov, it's the first take those steps backwards, and then to move forward. The rest of the comment in that Mishnah Berurah is interesting. I'll go through it quickly now. We'll come back, because when do you do it exactly? So I'll read it here, because on the page we'll see it shortly inside. At what point do you stand up? When do you take these 3 steps? When do you stand up? Because the assumption is you're sitting before the Shemoneh Esrei. So the quote of the Darkei Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Darkei Moshe, it's quoted in the Ma'aril, we'll see it in the Sinai in a second. Ma'aril, knowing Lamo B'Shachas Atulis Yilches, Mosai Shehisker HaShachs Tehilos L'Kel Elyon. When the Chazan says, and you get up to Tehilos L'Kel Elyon, Baruch and Baruch, towards the end of that bracha, that's when you stand up. And Mincha Kesher HaShachs Lifnei Teva, Mincha, when the Chazan begins his part, that's Kaddish, that's the first part, that's when you stand up. And Mincha Arvis Kesher HaShachs Kaddish, and so on. Okay, we'll come back to that point. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah's point is that it's not necessary really to take 3 steps backwards, okay? But the meaning is to do so. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it that way as well. Again, the same simon, Tzadi Hei Siv Gimel. Kosav Rabbi Source 8, Kosav Rabbi Nor Amor, B'Shem Rokeach, B'Ksha Omri, L'Ispala, Yerach L'Tonav, G'im Obzir, D'Ar Kir, V'Agosh, V'Dobr, Shatar, V'Asos, Ad Kamal, Shomar, V'Chein HaMinig. And now he remembers the dog of the Matzila Matanah, Gimel Pana Hagosh of Tzila, Vayigash Avon, Vayigash Yudah, Vayigash Oyo. Again, the Rosh Hashanah quotes the 3 Vayigashes, including Mar Sedrin, from the Rokeach. Now, then he says, V'yesh Mishakosu, the Sha'omid Al Makomo, when you're in your place, Ein Tzarech Lachzor L'Achorov, Gimel Psiyas Kedei Leil Chafon, you don't take 3 steps back in order to move forward, but the Ein Aminah came. The Minig is not like that. The Minig is the yes, take 3 steps back, the Chein Nochon Lachzor. So, Rosh Hashulchan says it's proper to do that. Again, that's what we do. And he gives a different reason. He says, Kichol Domor Shel Kedusha Tzorech HaChomer VeHazmona. Every time you're doing something which has sanctity associated requires some sort of advanced preparation. I'll just leap into something. I didn't exactly explain how that. Then he goes on to say what we said in the Shavur about when you stand up, at what point, and so on. It's an interesting point. It's called Dover Shel Kedusha Tzarech Hachana VeHazmana. So I'm not exactly sure why that indicates we should first take three steps backwards. But I guess perhaps, and I don't know, but I guess perhaps because it calls more attention to what you're doing. If you're sitting in your seat and you get up and just move forward, so one might do that anyway. It doesn't demonstrate that, you know, you get up, sometimes people are sitting in a chair and you're going to get up to talk to them and they take a couple of steps, just stop. Whereas if you stand here and you take backwards and you move, move forward, so then it's a more descriptive or it's a more definitive act. That's the possibility, I don't know. But the Rav HaShulchan mentions, Dover Shekdusha Tzarech Hachana VeHazmana. It's not on the sheets because it doesn't exist on the computer. The Kaf HaChaim, the great Sardi Posek, Kaf HaChaim and Os Zion of the same Simon, mentions also, he quotes, there's a long piece, I'm not going to be all inside, I quote some of the sources where we mentioned, but he said there are those who say you absolutely have to, it's not really optional to take the three steps forward, there are those who quote that it's more significant, you know, that you're required to take the three steps back, and among other sources he mentions a mucker from the practice of Moshe Rabbeinu, because when Moshe Rabbeinu came to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, the Pasuk says, let me just find the exact, I guess I can read some of the sources. Moshe says, enter Choshech, Hanan, Varafel, three sort of layers to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a moment. Yeah. Vatam, Shenigash, Moshe, Olav HaShem, Kodon, Tzorosel, Tom, Gimel, Psyas, Choshech, Hanan, Varafel. And that's what the Pasuk describes, Moshe sort of entering into the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Choshech, which is darkness, Anu in some type of cloud, Arafel is a different type of cloud, Moshe pierced through these three layers, so think of these three layers, so that's the reason why we take these three steps. And then he quotes somebody else who says, the Zecher L'Gimel Milim, Shemisrachu Yisrael Me'ar Sinai, B'Shas Matan Torah, Kain Tzorach Gam Kain Latzor L'Fon of Zecher L'Osim Gimel Milim Shechazu Yisrael. That the Bnei Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah was so frightened that they jumped back 3 million, they ran away, the Medrash says they had to come back, so that somehow connects to these three steps, and he quotes various other people who bring that reason. Okay, so this is in the Kaf HaChaim. I did quote on the page the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Yud Ches Sif Bei, source number 9, When you get to Tilos L'Kelon, you stand up and you get ready for Shmon Esrei. The Yosir Kichov Neo, you should remove any, you know, phlegm or, you know, throat, your lungs are clogged up, trying to clear your throat a little bit, clear your you know, your sinuses. You can the chol dov and the valvus machshavto, try and remove anything which mixes you up and so on. The yela gimel psios la'achorav, and he says straight, take three steps back. He doesn't say it as a the Mishabura says it's never brought down just a minute or a minute. The Kishonar says it more forcefully. Kishonar says yela gimel psios la'achorav. Then you say the yomar tilos l'kelayon ad gal yisrael the oz yachsor l'fon of gimel psios der piruv da'agosho melech, like you're approaching a king. So he has a different thing. Our Hashulchan spoke about Kedusha, the Dover Shemitusha. He says it by coming to a king. What I think it may mean, and really the Kaf HaChaim over there mentions that also, that it's a demonstration of a certain amount of humility. Okay, that you can't just go in front of our Kaddish Baruch Hu and say, here I am, and here are my list of things that I need. You know, you go in, there's a little bit of trepidation. So it's almost you're indicating I'm a little bit, you take a few steps back to show that you're a little bit afraid almost to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you go forward. In other words, you just try and it's a sign of respect. The Ben Ishchai says this also in Bishalach, Shana Rishona, Oz Gimel, again, it's not on the sheet. But the whole idea somehow is to show a certain amount of humility, a certain amount of subservience in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't just parade up and say, you know, as if you're marching up and, you know, making a list of demands, but rather you show that you're a little bit frightened, a little bit in awe, so you take a few steps backwards, and then after doing that, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that allows us. The Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, he says, it's really only the chesed, he says, the Chaka Chosa, the Moreh, listen, you're standing, Chachna, listen, Hashem is far. Shul Mispache, Lageshus, Lefon of Lispawa, Mepachta, so or so. You're afraid to come to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Which he quotes in Arizal, says in a different context. But then, after you're in the situation being near Tel Achorov, you like, you jump back, because you're frightened. Acharka Chosu, Lefon of Lispawa, Haros, Ki, in a royal Lispawa, we're not really worthy of Davis and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ki, in this, Achesed, Shul Nosan, Lishus, Lispawa, Lefon of, Uvaladezo, Slayin, Lichoen, Lageshus, Lispawa, Lefon of. We don't really, how do we approach our Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's H. Okla, and so on, and Rachma, Ofar, and Adoma, Rima, Vitalea, and so on and so forth, so you show a little bit of Pachad or Oda, and it helps you realize before whom you're standing. Anyway, that's the idea of the of taking the three steps back. Now, in terms of when you do it, so I mentioned before, we quoted the Mishabur and the Arfa Shulchan, both quoted the Ma'aril. I printed in source 10. The Ma'aril in Hilchos Tfila. Hilchos Tfila Mir Kol Hashana is the full title of that section. The Shachar Omer L'Tfilas Yilches Masai Shiskel Shatz Tfila Sekel Elyon. The Mincha Kishor Shatz Tisnei Tevur Arvis Kishiskel Shatz Kadit. Which again, what we do, that's brought in the tour, also the Dark Emotion there, printed on the Ramo Orachayim Simen Tzari Hei Sifalev. We also mentioned the whole Rokeach and there's all the Vayigashes and so on. Okay. Now, this minig, you know, as I say, is the correct minig. I mean, we saw it before in the Shulchan Aruch. As far as they say, and I don't know if it's true, couldn't find it, that you know the brichas Kriya Shema have a din of Kriya Shema, right? And therefore, a Kriya Shema, if you're sitting, you're supposed to remain sitting. If you're standing, you remain standing. You don't change your posture for Kriya Shema. So a person sits for Kriya Shema, you sit for the Brichas Kriya Shema too. Well, the third Brichas Kriya Shema doesn't end until you say the word Baruch Atah Hashem Baal Yisrael. So they say, I don't know if it's true, they say that Reb Chaim didn't stand up at Tehillos HaKel Elyon, because that's part of the third Baruch of Kriya Shema. He waited until Baal Yisrael, then he stood up, because he wanted to finish the third Baruch of Kriya Shema in a seated position. The Arizal actually mentions this practice of Tehillos HaKel Elyon based on a Kabbalistic thing. The only question is, none of the poskim that I saw say exactly what, okay, they tell you when to stand up. When do you take the three steps? Huh? It doesn't say. They stand up by Tehillos HaKel Elyon. Fine. But when do you actually take the three steps back? So I think that there are different practices. Some people do it by Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voy. They say Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voy, or you like to Yachar Kulam Hodim Michu V'Yomru, Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voy, to take the three steps back. And other people wait till after the Bruch of Gal Yisrael. I don't know, I didn't see the poskim discuss it. I do want to note, however, that again, given that this is not in the Gemara, so I just want to point out, apparently it was not, or is an absolute universal minig to do this. In the Sefer Darkei Chaim B'Sholom, which is the Menhagim Lebeis Munkach, Munkach of Chassidim. So in it's got a fun here. In Seder Tzul Shmona Esrei in Oskuf Nun Dalad, in page Nun Aleph in this edition, says with snakes we're talking about the practice of the Mincha Salazar. The Munkach Rebbe, Lifnei Tzilos from Esau, Lo Halach LaAchorav Leilech Lefon of Gimel Tzilos, Rak Amad Bin Komo VeHitzchol Tzilos from Esau. So his practice was not to take the three steps back. He just got up in his place and he started the Shmona Esrei. Now, again, in the footnote, they figured the Levush left his din out, and we tried to figure out, because maybe he did all the steps when he came to shul, maybe he relied upon that, it's not clear. But not only in the Munkach Rebbe, but also the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, which is a collection of the practice of the Stipler Gaon, the Stipler, Mechelek Aleph, on page Nun Tes, it says, Morib Rebbe, a sheet that says initially, Zatzuko, Lo Posea Gimel Pam Achronis, Lifnei Master Shoneser, Alba Omdo Bin Komo, Master Shoneser, Vinoi Kane Haimbe Besa Knesset, Haimbe Besa. Now, it's possible that, I don't know, you didn't take the three steps forward, but it could be, because you're dominating right by the wall, so where are you going to go forward? You see, it's right by the wall. Okay, so the whole idea is to show how Gosha to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're not doing that. So you're standing as far as front as you can. Maybe both the Mincha Zohar and the Stipler, when they daven, they sat in the front. So their seat was right by the wall. Where they daven at home was right by the wall. Maybe that's why. I'm not sure. because then you should say, oh, so let them take the three steps back. But that of it is, we say, it would seem to be a later meaning. The early sources that quote this practice of taking three steps forward don't say anything about taking three steps back. They're not Kitzur Shoharim next thing. And I mean, the Mishnah Berurah and the Alchah Shulchan both say that's the meaning. But that doesn't seem to be the original practice, is to show you're approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if you're as far up as you can be, you've already approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm just interested pointing that out. Now, all of this Ad Kan, we've been talking about the three steps before the Shemona Esrei. As far as the three steps afterwards, so that's already in the Gemara. It's interesting. Source number 12, the Gemara in Yuma. Now, Nun Gimel Amadez. Amar Balazandri Amadishur and Levi. Hamispalel Tzarek Shiafsia Sholosh Post Psios La'atorah. Okay? A person who is davening has to take three steps back. Acharka Hitin Shalom. Then you can, what's the translation? Say hello to people. Knows that the Shemana is over. Right? And Omar Le Reb Mordechai Kamen Shapasa Shalosh Pius Achorav Hasan Boy Lelamekam. Another din, after you've taken your three steps back, you should stay there for a while. We'll come back to that too. Moshe Le Talmud Anifta Merabo Yinchoza Le Alter, like a Talmud leaving the presence of his Rebbe, if you, you know, go right back. So Doma Le Kelas Hashem Al Kir, it's disrespectful. Tanya Le Hafi Hamispalo Tzar Shiafsia Shalosh Pius Achorav Vachaka Chitin Shalom Lo Osa Kemoelo Shalosh Ispalo. Better not than Tavan. I mean, so it's a strong statement. But this idea, the Gemara says that in the conclusion of the Shemona Esrei, you take three steps backwards. And this statement is quoted halacha by the Rif, source number 13. The Rif and Brachas, Chav Dalam and Aleph, Gemara Chav Dalam based in the pages of the Rif. Brachas, source 13, Garcina, Perikot Tzilo, that's the one Yuma. Tachin Gimel Beis Amar Lozandi Amar Yisur Ben Leiden Aspalat Tzach Shasir Shalosh Tzul Achorav V'Chak Tachitim Shalom. He quotes this Gemara LaHalacha. The Rosh also quotes it LaHalacha Parakei Simon Chav Gimel. He quotes this Gemara as well. And it's interesting, what's this business of Nosin Shalom? Nosin Shalom, right? So I just translated it loosely as, then you can say hello to people, you can say it to Nosin Shalom to somebody else. But it looks like the Rosh is something a little different. Look at the second line of the Rosh. Mishum Shmaya Amru, no saying Shalom Mina Vacharkach Lismolo. You say Shalom to your right and then to the left. Shemar Minu Eish Das Lomo. Maybe it has to do with saying Osa Shalom Vimroma Vuyas. We say that pasuk at the end of the Shemona Esrei. So maybe he came Shalom is not like I originally said it, you know, greet your friend Shemona Esrei is over, but it means the pasuk with which we more or less conclude the Shemona Esrei, and we say to the left there, we take the three steps back and you tilt in a different direction, maybe that's what it means. I'm not positive that's what the Rosh is saying or not, but it looks like that. Okay? And yeah, we do attack the other way. Yeah, we do the opposite way. True, Elchanami. Okay, we go the left for yeah. Okay, Elchanami. But I don't know if that's the Rosh he's referring to. But at least it's, you know, it's a possibility. Then he also says about standing. He also says you do it prekriya. You do it in a bowing position. We'll get to in a second. And Rama mentions that too. And you wait there. How long do you wait until Kiddush? Will come back to that too. But I'm just mentioning the Rosh has this. The Rambam brings this also to halacha. The Rambam, as far as I know, does not say anything about the three steps before the Shemona Esrei. That I show that's never okay. But the Rambam doesn't say that. He does say, however, that the Tzila Parak Hey Allah the Yud, source 15, Kriya Ketan Hamispalo Korea Chomesh Kriyos the whole Tzila Tzila. You daven, you bow five times during the davening. The five instances during the course of the Shemona Esrei, a person bows. The Baruch we show on the Tzila B'Sof. Okay, the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei, both at the beginning and the end, meaning Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Hevesein Elokim Avram Elokim Yitzchak etc., and the end of that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Avram, over Hodaya B'Tchilos Uvesol, and the bracha of Modim at the beginning, right? Modim Anachto Elokim Bow, and at the end of that bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Atov Shimcha Ulchon El Hodos Bow also, and the fifth time, Ukshe Gomer Hatzila, when you finish davening, Korea, you bow, uposea, shalosh, tzios, lachorot. A lot of people here don't know that, but the proper, you know, you see people in Shul are not familiar, but that's the thing. A lot of times people in Shul are not familiar with the three steps, take the three steps. But the Rambam's lotion is Korea. You have to bow down, uposea, shalosh, tzios, lachorot. And he also says, ukshel Korea, no sin, shalom, nismo, ashmo, bacharkach, miminatso, bacharkach, magvia, rosho, min hakriya. Okay, then you straighten out and so on. Again, he says left before right. Maybe also referring to Osa Shalom, I don't know. Okay, I'm just making a suggestion. But in any event, the Rambam tells us now that accompanying this din is the notion of Kriya, and that's how we find in the Shulchan Aruch also. This is Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf, Chav, Gimel, Sif, Aleph. Again, the discussion here is the three steps after the Shemona Esrei. Korea uposea gimel psias la'achor b'kriya achas. Okay, you bow. Not you have to keep bowing. You bow once and you take the three steps. Achar sheposa gimel psias b'osa Korea kodem sheyizkof sehid mechaber says kishyomer osa shalom imolav hofech panav without smolo. Right, he says the way we do it. Okay, that's how we do it. That way, mechaber says when you say osa shalom imolav, you say to the left. Huh? Yeah. Oh, look, she, yeah,
that's
yeah. No, but, oh, the second time, yeah, right. She's the other person. Right, right. Small, left and right from whom? Like what's wrong? Who's left and right? Yeah. And that's our practice. So anyway, so you say, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu Ofer Pramatzah Dimina, Rachak Bishak Lefonav, and he says, what's all this about? And the Chabad writes, Ke'eved HaNiftar Merabo. Okay, like an Eved who's leaving the presence of his master, you know, you think of, you know, of a king sitting there and you're in the presence of the king. You ever see like in a movie, the guy leaving the king's presence, he goes out like this, you know, you walk out. So that's the idea of leaving with a certain amount of respect. Or, you know, we have that meaning also by the, when you leave the Kosel Amarovi, right, the people walking away from the Kosel, so they also, they don't just turn around, you walk out, you bend a little bit, you bow, you walk backwards and so on. So it's a sign of respect. So that's it's brought down Allah on the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes numerous different sources for this practice, the meaning of these three steps. Again, in terms of the three steps before the Shemona Esrei, so we saw the three times by Yigash, that's where we got started here, the Rokeach, and the Aruch HaShulchan said it's sort of derech, like the Kedusha requires some sort of achana. The Kafachayim said it's a source of like almost like a person has some trepidation before approaching, and some compare it to Moshe Rabbeinu Choshech Anan V'Rochel, as he said in the Kafachayim. The Beis Yosef here in source 17 has a number of different approaches regarding the three steps afterwards. Kosovo Rabbeinu is the Beis Yosef in some Kuf Chof Gimel of Aruch HaChaim 17. Kosav Od Rabbeinu Agoda Maria Buha B'Shem of Eschayim She'elo Apsir Sarach She'eked B'Tzad Godo. First of all, he says how you're supposed to take the three steps. It's not three giant steps or three random steps. There's a particular way to do it. You have your, you take the steps such as your heel, and the heel meets the toe, or the toe meets the heel. Okay, as you step back each time, it's not giant, you know, not giant steps or scissor steps, whatever types of other steps you take. But it's three steps with Akev Bitzad Godol, Regodol Bitzad Akev. Kishan, now he says like the Kohanim did. That's the Shaykh of the Kohanim walk. Now, he says, Tam the Shalosh Psil, Shalach HaTfilo, Keneged Shlosh Amil and Sharach Pisom HaSinam Shas Matan Torah. See, it's interesting, but they also quote this practice that the three steps are like the three steps that Klal Yisrael, the three milim there that Klal Yisrael ran away at Har Sinai in the time of Matan Torah. Now, and then he says also, V'odin Tzabagot, Hashem Moshe Ben Olav, Hashem Nichnas B'choshech, Hanon Barafel, Lithnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand that one. I understand the first one. The first one is it's connected to three steps of white that the Bnei Yisrael ran away and then they came back. So that, I think, is a better reason for the three steps at the beginning. You know, but it brings it here. The other one works above. Moshe had to enter it through these three layers. Choshech on Arafel. Okay, then he quotes from Shabbat HaLeket. When a person is davening, it's like he's standing in a holy place and the Shekhinah is over his head. The Kavach and Nifta is the Lasso Tzark of Saw Shalosh Psis Lachorav, Kadeshi Yetzin in Mokum Kedusha Liyavan Mokum Chol. It's like you're leaving the place of Kedusha at that point. The Raya Ladover, Shekhinu, Kavach and Chosen Lachem Shalosh Psis, Nosim Shalom Zelazet. Right, the Shuwa Lekhid. Understand Shalom Zela Zeh. Not like I said before, like I originally said. Not like I said it's going to Osir Shalom. He understood that Shalom. People say Shalom Zela Zeh. Chomar, Ad Akshav, Hayin, Makam Kadosh, Yat Shalom, Makam Chol. Before, till now we're standing in holiness. Now we take the three steps back. I can say hello to you and you can say hello to me. He definitely, the Shiva Lekhet definitely understands Shalom the way I first translated it. Right? The Shalom Zela Zeh. Not Osir Shalom Roma. Okay. That's another thing he mentions. When we shame Rabbi Nohai, Matsasi, another explanation is that Tefillos, of course, are connected to Tzvigim. That's the more brachas of Chafon Mudeis. We know that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all relate the Tefillah to the Karbonos, connected to Tzvigim. The Rambam brings the Parak Aleph Halacha Vav. I didn't put that on the pages. Shulchan Aruch and Tzadik Chesed Dalet. Okay, and the number of different parallels, as we know, between Tefillah and Karbonos. So the Beis Yosef here quotes that the Kohanim, when they would bring the Karbon, would have to take three steps when they finished the Karbon, when it went down the Mizbeah. Not exactly sure how it worked, but that's what he says. He says, again, Shemar ben Ohayim, Atosi Kozum, Tetam, Shalosh, Psyos, Mishum, Nesfilos, Kneg, Fidetikum, Uxakohen, Olo, Mizbeah, in Eivar, Atomid, Hayaole, Derek, Yamin, Umaki, Vyore, Derek, Small, Uben, Kevish, Mizbeah, Ushosh, Rodin, Shal, Eben, Vyore, Ben, Shalosh, Psyos, Tal, Ekev, Anan, Osim, Kemo, Shahem, Ayu, Osim. Somehow, I don't know exactly how it was structured, but the way that his bath, the Kohanim would go up with the Avarim, with the limbs and the stuff that had, on the carbon that had to be thrown in his bath. When they came and they would mock it, they'd walk around his bath on that ledge. You've all seen pictures where I walk around in his bath. But when they came down, there was one point they had to walk these three steps, again with the toe meeting the heel, okay, and therefore we do it like the Kohanim did it. That's what he brings. Another approach, which actually the Rokeach, we started with mentioning two quotes on Ben Manoah. It says that it's that same pasuk we referred to earlier, where Aglayim regular Yeshara, okay, we're supposed to try and copy the Malach, and we keep our feet together. Raglayim regular Yeshara, Raglayim is plural, right? Two legs. Regular is one. So regular, Raglayim and regular. So that's three steps with the foot. Okay. Okay, so those are all reasons why it's brought down, why we do this after the recitation of the Shemona Esrei. But anyway, as I say, I don't know, in fact, Achronim raises the Divrei Chamud is not on the page. The Divrei Chamud is the comments on the Rush in Brachas there, in that Rush in Brachas in Tarakei, in Os Samaches. He asks, where does Rabbi Nohai go and get this idea that the Kohanim had to walk these three steps? However, the Taz quotes it too. Take a look at Source 18, the Taz. Korea Posea Gimel Psyos, Atam the Beis Yosef. There was a long Beis Yosef we just read, and the Taz prefers, of all the reasons, this one. Atam the Beis Yosef, the Shem Rabbi Nohai, the Tvilos Kenegatrin, Kishakon, Aol is Berk, and the Rora Tomit, Aol is Derek Yomin, Umaki, the Ori Derek Small, Umakevish, and Derek Gimel Rov, the Shem. He quotes that reason. That's the preferred, reason. The Binyan Sion, which are printed in Source number 19, the Chuvas Binyan Sion, is written by Rabbi Yaakov Ettinger, the German posek, the Rebbe of Shem Shofar Hirsch, wrote the Aruch Laner, the Kuriyako. So his Chuvas Binyan Sion, in Simon Yud Bey, Source 19, he asked about where does this idea come from about the Kohanim. So he has a whole cheshvin. Where do we get, he's raised the question, right? Where did Rabbi Nohai get that there were these three steps where they had to go down?
Yeah.
So the top,
I don't know if this is relevant.
Yeah.
The Kevish in the Sayak is faced. The Kevish was not exactly against.
Right, so that's what he says, yeah.
Yeah, to remind the Cohen, he had to throw the carbon on the thing. It was not a drop, he had to throw it. So there was a space to remind him to throw it.
Okay.
So he stepped back, yeah, go across the gap.
When it came out, so that's more like so look at the top of the next page. It's the Peretz. He refers to the Gemara in Zvachim. That may be what you're referring to. The Gemara in Zvachim, the Sam of Beis and Beis. Okay, that there was some space in between. Okay, so again, he has a whole. He works it all out. Again, I'm not sure he gets the three. But he has a calculation. He has a calculation of where the ramp was, where the avir was. The top of the third page is the Tshuva the Binyan Sion. You say he raised the kasha. The very top of that, I cut off a little bit in the state. We see Alzer Asher. He says Gemara. He refers to Gemara in Zochim Samach Beis. Okay, and I think it's more or less what you're saying. Okay, he speaks about the Kohen to stand by the avir the Zorek Misham Habasa on his veil. Okay, so it's somewhere close, huh?
Okay.
Yes, I'm saying that's your Gemara, huh?
I didn't see it
yet. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what he says. I think I'm assuming that's the same one you're referring to. But in any event, so it could be either that's the Mokar. Okay, I mean, it probably is the Mokar of Rabbi Gaon. Okay, The Magen Avraham has yet another reason for taking the three steps back, and again, this applies specifically to the end of the Shemona Esrei. Source number 20, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel in the Sukkot now Gimel Psius Ein Beisosa Shekosad Har Beitamin. Beisosa brings numerous reasons we just saw. Okay, the Old Shamati Tam. I heard another reason. The Mishus Gimel Psius Zochan Nun Nun is the Ruchad Netzar. Right. Lahacher Beis Hamikdash is the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Vav Mad Aleph. The Gemara there says, the question is actually look in the Gemara, the text there says he took four psias. But there's if you look in the Masoros HaShas there, the proper source is three. And Nebuchadnezzar took three steps at the time before the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, you know, to show covet that comes Baruch Hu. And that's why he was quote unquote given the right destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what we'll read the Magen Avraham. Chayin Anu Posim Gimel Psius Mistalan Shebana Beis Hamikdash. Because what do we say right after taking the three steps back in the after Shmonesrei? Yiratzon Shebana Beis Hamikdash. So he says to take the three steps back reminds us of Nebuchadnezzar destroying the Beis Hamikdash. So right after that we say the Yiratzon Shebana Beis Hamikdash. Again, this is the reason applies to the three steps after the Shmonesrei. If you look at the rest of the Magen Avraham, who writes the Emes, the Gemara is Dalet Psius. Okay, it says in the Gemara that we have it. It's true. This Sanhedrin Sadeh Amar Aleph. It says Dalet Psius. However, there are different Girsas, and it says Gimel, and then he quotes the Zohar. It also says Gimel. The Marsha discusses it. I printed it in source number 21. The Marsha there in Sanhedrin Sadeh Amar Aleph. The Masuva Omar Rohat Basrei Dalet Obiyalkut Gimel Psius. The Kachin Vidrashos Gimel Psius. Okay, out of cover for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it brings another right that it was three. But in any event, because of these three steps, so Nebuchadnezzar is abbreviated Nun Nun there too. The Beis Hamikdash was four. It's a dafka, and we're going to say he wrote some Shebona Beis Hamikdash Neher Domeno. So we take those three steps. Now, I mentioned before just a couple of other dinim. This notion of bowing. So that's in the Gemara too. That's that same Gemara in Yuma Nun Gimel Bey that printed in Source 23. I'm sorry, before I get to that, look at the Mishabura, one last thing, the Mishabura. It's in Kufchav Gimel, that same Simon. It's in Kot Aleph, he says, Koreo Pser, Ke'ever Anifta Mirabo. He said, what's the sheer Akriya? How much do you have to bow down? There's a lot of people don't know this, but how much do you have to bow? So Kar Kasati Levis in Kufchav Gimel Bey, Allah, Shabdeshi, Stakaku, Kol Chuyosim Shabashidra. Okay? So, you know, all the vertebrae, I don't say crack, but you know, that they bend, right? So you gotta bow. It's like bowing the other place of Shmos. Again, a lot of people are not aware of it. You see something, you see the rebbeim, the Rosh Hashiva is bowing, in the front of the base. No, you see when they finish one, they always bow. But a lot of balabatim, a lot of people aren't aware of it, but it's brought in the Shabura here, and the Halacha. And again, he says, the Gimel Psius, he mentions the Nebuchadnezzar, and say Shebona Beis Hamikdash. The Kriya comes from, the Kriya again, the bowing, comes from the Gemara Yuma, Nun Gimel Bey, source number 23. Amar of Kriya Berei de Rav Huna, Chazina Lehula Abaye de Rova, the Pasi Loishalosh Psius, the Kriya Achas. He says he saw that both Abaye and Rova would bow and they take the three steps back, and it's brought to halacha in the Rambam Parakei Vechutzil of Yudbeis, so it's 24. Kol Hakriyos Ha'elu Tzorach Sheyichor Be'emar Tzisfaku Kolchulis Shabashidra V'yas Asma Kekeshes. Bow like a, you go like a bow, and bow all the way down. Okay, V'yimshor Ma'at V'tzir Ha'atzon Nira Kekori B'chol Kolcha Enel Kolchei. If a person, you know, finds it difficult, shochach tad, he did a little bit and the back hurts, you have a problem, you know, obviously, so, you know, it's okay. The Shulchan brings this lahalach as well, and Siman Kuf, Yud Gimel, and Siv Dalad. Hamispal tzorch yicha ad shispaku kolchus v'shidu v'lo yicha be'emtza masav roshi yishar zakum and agam roshi yachuf kamos. It's also important. Sometimes a person bows, but he keeps his head straight. If you bow like this, that's not right either. Shulchan, so your face should also be bending down. Okay, again, something that sometimes that people don't realize. And that's also, by the way, during the Shemoneh Esrei also, not just after. If you take a look, the Mishabur writes in the Bir Halacha 26. The Mishabur in the Bir Halacha says that this is, even though the Shulchan Aruch there was talking about bending dervish when I say I'm a sponsor. Who I didn't bequeer shows achashasim. I just put that in because the particular shogunar there was not talking about after the shogunar said, but the mishabura says it's the same din. Is there any amount? How do you take the three psiyos I mentioned earlier? Toe meeting the heel. That already goes back to early sources. Also, the Rashi Bov, one of the Rishonim, writes in a tshuva. Chelak Aleph Simin Shin Pei Aleph. Rashbo says Lo Yadati Shir L'Psius L'Achar Tefillah. Okay, I don't really know of any specific amount of how we have to step back. She'enan Elam Mishul Tefillas Rishus K'Nifrad M'Lifnei HaMelech. It's really just a sign of respect or taking leave of the presence of the king. Okay. However, he says he tries to discuss what Psia means in other places. He says it's not, you know, there's no particular shir. Sometimes a psia means an amma. That's a big step. An amma is that's a big step. An amma is a foot and a half, 2 feet. You know, that's those are giant steps, which would cause a problem if there are a lot of people, people banging into each other with, you know, taking these steps. I remember, you know, in the old Beis Medrash in YU, it's now called the old Beis Medrash. So that Beis Medrash faces the Aron Kodesh, their faces north. It doesn't face east. So a lot of times the Rosh Hashiva, when the Davin, the Davin, listen, all of us, people remember, the Davin in the corner, so he would sort of tilt to the right. And the Shechter, Davin like that, and so I remember when I was in Yeshiva, so the three people there regularly for Davining in the front were Rabbi Blau, Rabbi Shechter, and Rabbi Reichman. So Rabbi Blau used to Davin straight ahead, the direction of the Aron. And the Shechter tilted a little bit, the Reichman tilted all the way. So he had three different directions. So one year in the Purim edition of the newspaper, they said, major collision in front of Beis Medrash after the Shemoneh Esrei, because that's taking a few steps back, coming from different directions. And they said, you need a traffic cop there and stuff. But in any event, that's, according to that Rosh Bo, that would be a problem too, you know, the taking these giant steps. So that's Rosh Bo. But the bottom line is Rosh Bo says there is no particular, there's no particular shear. But it's interesting, the Shibullah Aleket that we referred to earlier, and some Yud Ches here, I printed it, U'matzasi l'gon, 28, U'matzasi l'gonim, ma'izetam kozim afem shalosh tzil, and so on. So he says the reason is because the Kedush of the Shekhinah, we discussed that already, but he says as follows in the second line, V'toch arba amos l'mokom amidoso mokom kedushu. Where is the mokom kedushu? Your da'al amos. Every person always has, quote-unquote, his da'al amos. Okay, so if that's where you're davening, and that's where the Shekhinah is, so it's within that Dalet Amos. Okay, and that's why you're not supposed to walk in front of someone who's davening. It's an important din. And you're not supposed to walk in, if someone's saying the Shemoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to walk in front of his Dalet Amos. Okay, because he's now in a place of Kedusha. You can't just walk by there. So if that's the case, the Kevin Shekhinah, Kevin Shenitah, and also Tukum Sar Gimel Psius, Lachor Kadesh Yeteh Makam Kedusha. Okay, in order to get out of that place, it sounds like you would have to walk back, perhaps Dalet Amos, according to that Shibullah Halekah. However, you know, you got to get out of that. In other words, basically, according to this Shibullah Halekah, the bottom line is it should cover Dalet Amos. That's a lot. That's a lot of space. Dalet Amos, you know, 8 feet. I mean, that's, you know, practically speaking, how do you do that? Maybe in a shul, but even in that, it's according to that Shibullah Halekah. However, the Beis Yosef we mentioned before, you know, speaks about the toe to the heel, and that's how others mentioned as well. The Ramah says in the Dark Emotion, it's in Kuf Chof Gimel, printed at source 29, Rosh Bo Chos of the Tshuva, okay, that there's no shear, right, like we mentioned. He quotes all that, we don't have to read on the third line. But Nira Lee, however, says the Ramon himself, the Tov Lino Kedive Orchas Chayim Haina Livsoa Eke B'Tzagodel Kikohanim. Like going back to that Gemara that Dr. Shiflo referred to, that we didn't see him talk about, that Gemara is often, that's how the Kohanim walked when getting off the Mizbeach. So the he quotes that from Rav Haigon, so since that's what the Kohanim did, that's what we should do also. Then even though the Rosh Bo doesn't give you a shear, he says that this is the proper practice. And so that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But I should mention also, there's a question of which foot you start with. The Mechaber first of all says, and Sif Gimel, of Sim Kuf Chav Gimel, source 30, Keshe Posea Oke Regel Small Tchila, you start with your left foot first. B'shir p'siyas eil l'chol ha'pochos k'day shitim godol b'tzad ha'ikev. L'chatchila lo yafsir p'siyas gatsas yosem izeh. You don't do it bigger than that. So you start with your left foot. Okay, and the idea is because when you're ending the Shon Esrei, the left foot, of course, is a weaker foot, so you're not really thrilled about leaving the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you use your weaker foot first. So you pull that so that the toe of the left foot meets the heel of the right foot. Then you take a bigger step with the right foot, so the toe of the right foot now meets the heel of the left foot, and you bring your left foot back so that together. That's the three steps. That's a lot less.
You never see people actually
do this.
I'm sorry.
I know. It means to meet from the side. You don't have to pull it behind. You're right. Then you'll be a balancing act. Thank you. The third step brings them to level. If you take the first, then the second, the third one, they're back together. The third one brings them next to each other. That's what it says. Okay. The Mishabura mentioned.
So, you have a left-handed question.
Yeah, that's a question. I
thought it was because of the left foot.
Yes, it wouldn't matter. I don't remember. I have to look. There's a safer. I have to look. I'm sure he does. I have the safer home. I have the safer home. I'll take a look. There are kind of five times the safer. You have to keep the yard. I have it at home. And another safer. I have two swarm and I'll double check. I think. Oh, no, here. Oh, I have it over here. I'm sorry. Okay. I thought I saw it. But let's first look at the Mishnah Berurah in source 31. It's in Kufchav Gimel Sukkot and Yud Gimel. Mistama Oker Inish Kara Diyamina Bereish Alachay Oker Kan Mismol Demar Basakilu Kaved Olav Lipatem in Amokal. You want to show your hesitation, like I mentioned before. And he says, take a look in the. And he says exactly how to do it. Vine said this, or in his head, like right here. Vine said our Gimel Psius Elo Hutchili Afsil Beregel Smol Psi Ktana Bachake Afsil Beshal Yamina Psi Gedola, because you got to pull it all the way back. Bachake Afsil Beshal Beof and Shuragan Shoven. That's what you're asking orange, you put this together, shopping. The Bi'ar Halacha says the Mefarish. He said, I know I thought a thing. He said, Fiz, there ain't chilek fake iter la'eno iter. The Shabur says there's no chilek. Okay? I don't think so, though. The meaning is still with the left foot. The meaning, it's a good question. I don't know. In other words, if the.
That's what I'm about to say.
Because the going backwards is not the issue. Well, no, because maybe when you return, the main thing is the return. Probably not. I don't know. I didn't see anyone discuss that. It's a good horror.
Right.
So I wasn't going to mention, since you asked that the proper thing is the chazan when there's going to be a long interruption before the kaddish. Let's say mincha, let's say there's no tachanun. You go right into kaddish, then he doesn't have to. But if it's going to be an interruption, like the hurachim, or even a regular tachanun, then he should take three steps back.
I'm not sure that that's correct. I mean, he's correct.
You don't think people do it, but I think I hear, but I think that I'm pretty sure that the din is, let's say, if it's halal or anything else, takes the three steps anyway. I think so. Does otherwise you rely on the three steps and a power. We'll double check. Okay. I'll tell you, that's the similar. We'll take a look. Okay. One other thing, the Moshe Franklin brings in a tshuva as well. Zegus Moshe or Chaim Chelek, Dalad Simon Kuf of Beis and Oz Beis. He says there are different opinions, but how to take the three steps back. I'm not going to read it all the same way. But he says the more widespread one is the one we mentioned before. Just in terms of afterwards, the Gemara Numa that we saw back there in the earlier source, Nun Gimel Beis, The first time I printed it, which is back in what number is that? Let's see, find it. Yeah, back in number 12, it says, Kevon Shaposa Shalos Tus Achorov, Hosan Ibaru Lamekam. You should wait in that place. Okay, and that's what the Rif quoted, the Rosh quoted, you should wait. Wait until what? It's a different view. Some say until the Chazan begins the Shon Esrei, and others say until Kiddush, the Tur, brings both views. The Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, which I printed here in Source 34, some Kuf Chav Gimel Siv Beis, he first waiting for Kedusha. The Makom Shekalu Gimel Psius, where you finish your three steps, Yamo Belo Yasam Koma Achiagia Shats Le Kedusha. And he says, or at least, to Lefachos, Achiyasko Shriya Tzibel Espala Bekol Ram, or at the beginning of the Shulchan Esrei. Well, what about the Chazan? How long should he wait? Because he's not going to wait for Kedusha. He's got to start that other shot. Vashat yamod kidei hilav dalad amos. You should stay back as long as it takes to take four paces, four steps, dalad amos. Okay, before going back, kodem shiach zolim komo lispalo b'kol ram. But likewise, a yachid. There is no Kedusha. So how long do you take three steps back? You're dialing at home, you're dialing off to someplace, there's no meaning to take three steps back. So what are you going to do now? There's no Shon Esrei, no Kedusha. So too, you wait. Okay, yachid is bala yam, mokum shakal of silz and kashir zev, kodem shiatzulim komo. Okay, yeah. And finally, and then we may add one thing, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if it's, you take three steps back and you're waiting for Kedusha? And it's Rosh Hashanah, or it's Yom Kippur. It takes a long time to get up to Kedusha and Rosh Hashanah Kippur, right? I mean, all these piyutim. Correct. Especially if you're waiting for the rabbi to start the Chazaz Rishat. And even without that, all the piyutim, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, I am Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Nochum Achmar Kedusha. Proper thing is to wait until Kedusha, Imlo Shamakom Tsar V'Dachok, unless it's crowded, there are a lot of people get annoyed with each other, and so on. Ach bizman kishomim piyutim bevada yesh lahaka latzor techet kishmasal shat yudchaz. If you don't wait for all the kedusha, all the piyutim or Hashem Kippur until they get to kedusha with the masala tokef and everything else, so then you can take your three steps back right away. What's interesting is that Rav Shechter quotes, I'm going to pay you the nefesh harav in the Hanhagas of Salvechik Yom Kippurim Os Yud Beis. It's page Reish Yud Beis. He quotes that the Rav always waited for Kedusha, or what if, which we've discussed, but what if there's no Kedusha? What if it's Myriv? Okay? So if it's Myriv, the minute was to wait for Tiskabel. You wait for the, because right after there's no Kedusha, but there's Kaddish, which is the next best thing. So when you say Tiskabel Psiloson, which is the end of the Tila, right? That's a request. Tiskabel Psiloson means that Kodesh Baruch should accept our Tila, so that's when you take the three steps back by Myriv. That's what I do. A lot of people do that. They wait for Tiskabel. So Shechter reports that even on Yom Kippur night, called Midray night, when you have all the piyutim and all the strichas after the Shon Esrei, right? Because it's Shon Esrei, there's no Chazaras Hashatz. But you say Yahweh and all the Yomidas and strichas, the Rav stayed back. He took his steps back and he never came forward again. It could be an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. All the Yom Kippur night, all the Kol Midray night strichas and piyutim and vidui, alchet, anything else, the Rav used to wait there until the conclusion of that Kaddish. Even though that would not happen for a long while later. Anyway, just that people, whatever practice you follow, people should be aware that this din is a proper way to take the three steps. And again, this year, I love this year, just to be remind us of some of the din that perhaps we know, but we should be careful.